The top line of Daf Tzadik Gimel Aleph, and we saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that Holchim Acharoyv, and Shmuel argues and holds that although Benegei Issa, we are certainly Holchim Acharoyv, but in Holchim Acharoyv, and the Gemara brought a simon Isha Eved Shar Shurian Pirus, referring to the five rayas that the Gemara brings regarding this machlekes, and we already saw the first two rayas. Number one was from Isha, which was a raya against Rav from Mishnah Maseches Ksubis regarding Isha Shen Salmona. And the second raya was a raya to Rav and against Shmuel from a brisa about an Eved Kanani that was Nimsa Ganav Kabistus. And our Gemara now continues, Tashma, let us bring a third raya, which will once again be a raya against Rav and a raya to Shmuel from a Mishnah Maseches Babu Kama. And the simon for this raya is Shar. And as the Mishnah states, Shar Shinoga Chesapara, Vinimsa Uber Batsido, Vein Yadua, Imachli Nochi Yoda, Oye Mishinochi Yoda, Misham Chetzenezeg Lepara, Reveal of Lad, that if Reuven has a Shar Tam that gore Shimon's cow that was previously expecting, and Shimon's cow dies, and we now find the fetus lying dead at its side, Bezdin is unsure if the cow previously miscarried even prior to Reuven's axe hitting it, and therefore Reuven would be potter for paying anything for the Uber, or if the cow only miscarried because it was gored by the axe, and since the axe is a Shar Tam, so Reuven would chayiv to pay Chatzin Nezek. And the Mishnah teaches us that certainly Reuven must pay Chatzin Nezek for the para, but since there is a suffix regarding the Vlad, Reuven would only have to pay 25% to Shimon for the Ubar. And as we know, this Mishnah is going with the Shita of Sumchas, that in the case of Jorah D'Mayna, and in a case where even Beli Tanisayim, Yesh Safik Lebezin, so the din is, Maman Mutu B'Safik Yachleku, and instead of paying Chetzi Nezek, Reuven would only be Chayiv to pay a quarter of the Nezek, and a quarter of the value of the Vlad. And the Gemara now continues, and asks this question on Rav, V'amai Lei Mahalach Acharei Paris, V'Rei Paris Misabris V'Yoldais, V'Havadai Machbiz Negicha Hipila. And the Gemara asks that L'Chayra, if Rav is correct that Holchim Mamam and Acharoiv, the Reuven should have to pay Chetzi Nezek even for the Vlad, as Roiv animals that are expecting do not miscarry and they give birth to a viable calf, and therefore it should be poshut that this cow only miscarried because it was hit by the Shar, and Reuven should be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek even for the Vlad. And let's keep in mind that Rashbam previously stated that we pass like Sumchis, so certainly this question on Rav is valid, but Ayin Ritvar, who points out that although we actually do not pass like Sumchis, the Gemara's question is still valid, as even the Chachamim who argue on Sumchis and they hold that Reuven is Patel Gamri for Vlad because they paskin Hamitzi Mechavel V'raya, so certainly the Gemara's question is also valid, as L'chariel Fi Rav, Reuven should be chayiv to pay Chetzi Nezek for the Vlad based on the din of Roiv. And let us read the Rashbam five lines from where it gets wide. Elavad de Reuven Meino Lav Klumhu Eloki Palgu Palgadami V'hilka Kama Sumchis Cholkin Davi Mamon Mutu L'Safik. And therefore from this Mishnah we have a right like Shmuel that in Hochem Mamon Acha Roiv. Rashbam then continues and points out something that he already mentioned at Daf Tzadik Beis, that Umiyu B'Dishmu Amoydi Sumchis. Now, though this case in the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama, Sumchis holds that Maman Amutu B'Safik is Cholkin. However, in the case of the Gemara, where Rav and Shmuel were actually Cholik, in the scenario of Amicha Shal Chavera V'Nim Sev Nachon, and Shmuel stated, Yachal Leimel L'Shechita Mechata V'Cha, so even Sumchis agrees to that psak that the Din is Hamaytzim Mechavera L'Varaya, Shrei Leinoy L'Safik B'Maisa Ki Hacha Kid Appreciate Well, Shrei Adov Yadua Hei Chaya Amecha, V'Loi Havim Maman Amutu B'Safik, El Kishinoy L'Safik B'Dava Shein Yadua Hei Chaya Amaisa. And as we pointed out, then our case that we just brought from Baba Kama, we're talking about a scenario with his Jorah D'Mayna and even Beli Tanisayim Yesh Safik Lebezin. Let us also point out that the Rashbam a few lines earlier in Dibur Maschel V'Nimsa Uber Betzida, the Rashbam states Ve'in Yadua LeBezin V'Loi Edim Yodin, that Bezin doesn't know and the Edim don't know exactly what occurred here. However, Zokt Rashbam, based on a diuk in the Gemara Masechta Bar Metzia, Aval Him Yodim, but Reuven who owns the Shar and Shimon who owns the Parah, they do claim to know exactly what occurred here, and they're tining a taina bari, and Reuven says, I know that my shar only shtois your para and didn't kill your uber, and Shimon tainas that it killed my uber as well. And as Rashbam states, the loy katani ve'in yodea, as the Mishnah doesn't state that they don't know, ela ve'in yodua v'hachi aminim b'shnayim ichsin l'rav barav huna da'ama amas sumchas afilu bari yobari. And as Rav Barav Huna explains, that sumchas even said his din even in a case where both of the owners and both of the tainim are both claiming a tainas bari. And the Gemara answers, Hasa mishunu masafkalon de iklamema mikama asa mibesusa yipila ve iklamema machura asa o mingach nagra ve pila, and therefore have imamana mutu basafik ve chom imamana mutu basafik cholkin. The Gemara explains that certainly Rav generally holds holch imamana acha roiv, and even though roiv animals don't miscarry, therefore it would seem clear that the shark causes damage. However, there's still a possibility possibility that even if it's true that Reuven Shor actually caused Shimon's par to miscarry, however, it's still possible that Reuven would still be potter from paying for the vlad, as it could be that his shor charged directly at the parah and frightened the parah, and this is what actually caused the miscarriage to occur. And of course, this would be a grama ba'alma, and even an adam who is mu'ud la'ilam is potter b'din adam by a grama, and certainly Reuven isn't chayiv for the grama of his shor. And although certainly it is possible that the shor hit the parah from behind, and the parah never saw the shor coming and wasn't frightened, and the shor physically caused this miscarriage, but Ayin Rashbam, who states that this is a safek hashokol, as shekach derech lahapel machbis pachad k'moy machbis negicha mamish, and therefore even Rav agrees that in this case it was a scenario of mamon muta b'safek, and lefi sumchis the halach is cholkin. And Ayin and Tesis, who states the following: v'smeich miyuta the mapilais lemiya to mi b'susa hipila, and therefore v'islo aruba the roy misabris v'yaldais v'ha machbis negicha hipila v'ha mechzal mechza, and therefore we have a safek hashokol, and it's mamon muta b'safek, and therefore for the Mishnah Masechet Baba Kama, which is going Lefi Simchas, holds Mamon Muta B'Safek Cholkin, and therefore Reuven would have to pay a quarter of the Nezek that his shor caused to the Vlad of Shimon. And the Gemara now continues with its fourth member, which corresponds to the Simon Shoyin, and the Gemara states, Lema Katanoi, let us say that a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is actually based on a Machlekes Tanoim, and let's keep in mind that right now the Gemara doesn't feel that there's any difference between a Chazaka and Raiv, and if we hold Holch B'Mamon Ach Chazaka or after an Umdana, then we would hold Holcha B'Mamon Acha Raiv, and if we hold that in Holcha B'Mamon Acha Umda or Acha Chazaka, then we would hold like Shmuel that in Holcha B'Mamon Acha Raiv. The Gemara continues with the Brisa, Shor Shai Raiv V'Nimtza Shor Harag B'Tzidai Afal Bi Shezem Menugach V'Zem Muad Ligach Zem Menushach V'Zem Muad Lishach Ein Oymer B'Yidua Shezem Nachoy V'Zem Nashchoy. The Tanakhama of this Brisa teaches us that if there was a bunch of oxen grazing together and one of them was a Shor Muad, and we then find another ox that was gored or bitten, so even though Reuven Shor was a mu'ud to gore or to bite, and we now see that this animal actually died because it was gored or because it was bitten, we still don't say that certainly Reuven's animal causes hezek, and we still say that Reuven is patah, and l'chayr we see that Tanakama holds that we don't care that Reuven's axe is a mu'ud, and we don't look at a chazaka. Therefore l'chayr, just like the Tanakama doesn't follow a chazaka in a case of mamonis, so therefore the Tanakama wouldn't go bust a raiv either in a case of mamonis, and it seems that Shmuel holds like the Tanakama that in Holch of a moment, achazaka, or after the umdra, and also in holch of a moment, acharoiv. And as Rashbam points out, the Tanakhama doesn't go basa umdra. In this case, it's not even categorized as mamon umdra b'safik. And even the Simchas would agree that we don't pass kin yachleiku, as we can be totally the damage on the other accident, ayin sham. However, the Brisa continues, Reb Acha Imer, Gomel ha'ucha bein agmalin, v'nimsa gomel harg b'tzidai, b'yadua shezer hagai. And even though the Tanakhama was discussing a case of a shor, the Reb Acha speaks about a case of a gomel, and we will explain why he speaks about a camel and not about a shor in a moment. And Rabbi Acha states that certainly in a case where there's a shor that is a mu'ud, then certainly the Baal Shor would be chayiv, and certainly I argue on the Tanakhama, and I hold that we have to look at the chazaka that this animal is a mu'ud, and therefore most likely it is actually the one that killed the other animal, and certainly we follow the umdra. However, I hold that even in a case where there would be a camel that is having a relationship with another camel and generally is more docile and generally never hurts another animal, is in a mu'ud, and we know that a gomel is a tznua while it's having relations. However, since there's an umdano that while it's having relationships with another gomel, it kicks a lot, and therefore, if you find another camel next to it that is dead, then we do follow the umdano, and it's muxik that a gomel kicks other animals while mating, and therefore, Reuven would be chayiv for the damage that his animal caused and that his camel caused. Once again, the Gemara feels that it seems that Rav also holds like Reb Acha, that not only do we follow an umdano and chazak by Mammon, but Hoch by Mammon Acharoiv as well. And as the Gemara continues and explains, Savu, the Rubu Chazaka Kiadadinu, as we explain, and Lamed Rav, the Amak Rab Acha, and let us say the Rav holds like Rishita Rab Acha, who Shmuel, the Amak Tanakama, and Shmuel is going specifically like the Tanakama. And Ayin Rashbam, Dibu Maskel, Gomel Oicha, also Betashmesh Revia, the Aminim Bibcharis, Legabi Tashmesh, Gomel Ocha Keneged Ocha, Mistam Behemis, Beshas Tashmesh, Mishtagois, Umakin Zacharim, Zazah, Tashimati, Rabbeinu Zakani, Munachasi Kfaidi, referring to Rashi, Ve'ikada Amri, Ocha Kamei Neucha, V'lein Nehira, and Ayin Ritva, who points out that a Gomel is Mishamish B'tznias, Kinaminon, Lamadu Tznias Migomel, and Ulafikach, Dakar Lare, Kolam Mistakalboy, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara responds that not necessarily do we see that this Machlekes that we just had between the Tanakam and Rabacha is the same Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, as Omlech Rav, as Rav will respond, Anod Amri Afil Tanakamo, as Ad Kanli Kamatanakam Hosom, El Delezin Lombasa Chazoka, Al Basa Rubas Linon, that certainly I can agree to the Shita of the Tanakamo, as although the Tanakamo doesn't follow Chazoka or Umdana, but certainly he would follow Rav, and as Rashbam states, the Ruba Odim Chazoka, and Rashbam even goes a step further and states that certainly in our case where we have a Rav against this Chazoka, since we can be told that Shimon's animal was damaged from a different shore and from Rav's accident in the world, and not from Reuven's axe, and in this case we have a Rav that's actually going against the Chazaka, and therefore even Tanakama is actually following the Rav. The Gemara continues, Shmuel Amalecha, Anod Amri Afil Rabacha, as Ad Kanli Kon Rabacha Hasam, El Vazlin Bas Chazaka, Du Gufi Muchzik, Avo Basaruba, Lo Yazlinon. The Gemara explains that Shmuel can explain that I can even agree to Rabacha that we follow Chazaka and Umdana, as this Shar itself is a Muid, and certainly makes sense that Reuven's Shar killed Shimon's Shar, since Reuven's axe was right next to Shimon Shar. However, certainly even Rabbi Acha would agree that we shouldn't be toiled the damages on a Ruba de Lisa Kamon and on a statistic that there are so many other Shvarim in the world, and therefore he would agree that generally ain't Hocha B'mamon Acha Rav, even though Rabbi Acha would hold that you follow an Umdana and you follow a Chazaka, and Ayin Negilin HaShas, where Rabbi Kveg is bothered that Smashma, that Shmuel would only hold that ain't Hocha B'mamon Acha Rav by Ruba de Lisa Kamon, but if it would be a Ruba de Isa Kamon, he would agree that even B'mamon we would be Hochon Acha Rav. But certainly the Rashbam previously stated on Daf Tzadik Beis on Beis that Shmuel holds that even by a Ruba de Isa Kamon we would hold in Hoch B'mamon Acha Rav, as he brings down the case of Tesha Chanuyas Meichus Basa Shkuta, and there's one store selling Basa Nevela, and that is certainly a Ruba de Isa Kamon, and even so the Rashbam uses that as an example of a case where we would say Rav by Issa and we wouldn't say Rav by Mamonis Ayin Shom. And finally the Gemara continues with his last Raya, which will be another Raya to Shmuel and a question on Rav, and the Simon is Paris, and the Gemara states, Tashma, let us bring a Raya from our Mishnah on the Pei Beis Amud Aleph against the Shita of Rav. And the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, HaMeicha Paris L'Chaveira V'Zorim V'Leit Samchu V'Afilu Zera Pishton Einachai B'Achuyuson. The Mishnah taught us that if Reuven sold Paris to Shimon and he sold its stoma, and even if Reuven sold flax seeds and Shimon planted these Paris or seeds and they didn't grow, then Reuven isn't Chayiv, as Reuven can claim, I thought you were buying these seeds in order to eat them or for refuah, and I didn't know that you'd use them for planting. The Gemara is now bedayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Maya filu, what did the Mishnah mean when it said vafilu zera pishton, la vafilu zera pishton, deruba lizriya zavni, vafilu hachi lo yazlin basaruba? The Gemara is pointing out that it seems clear that the chiddush of the Mishnah, when it mentions zera pishton, specifically in order to teach us that this halacha is even true where Reuven sold flax seeds, which are generally used only for planting and not for food, and even so, we aren't hochen acharoiv, and Reuven is still potter, and we see like Shmuel that ain't hochen b'mamon acharoiv, as if he Rav, since most flax seeds are used for planting, so it should be as if Shimon specified to Reuven that I'm buying these seeds for planting, and Reuven should be responsible. The Gemara finally responds, Tanoihi, that in Chanami, our Mishnah isn't like the Shita of Rav, but there is actually a Machlekes Tanoim, and Rav holds like another Tano. Before we learn this Braisa, let's keep in mind that although we just mentioned that Rav flax seeds are purchased for planting, but the Gemara will also teach us that there is actually another Rav Benegia of flax seeds, as the Gemara will teach us that most people buy flax seeds for food or for medicinal purposes and not for planting. And for example, if there are 1,500 pounds of flax seeds, so you may have 10 farmers that each buy 100 pounds of flax seeds for a total of 1,000 pounds of flax seeds, and that certainly is Rav of the flax seeds in the world, but there may be another 50 people that buy 10 pounds of flax seeds each or 500 pounds of seed, which they will use for food and for medicinal purposes. And the Gemara will now bring a Braisa and will bring a three-way Machlekes, and as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, and the Gemara first brings the Shita of the Tanakama, HaMeicha Peris L'Chaveir, V'Zorim V'Leit Samchai, Zeroi Negino She'ena Chol N'Chai B'Achuyuson, Zera Pishon E'ena Chai B'Achuyuson. And the Tanakama hold that in the case where Shimon bought Peris from Reuven and he planted them and it didn't grow, then if he purchased vegetable seeds, which are only used exclusively for planting, then Reuven is certainly Chai B'Achuyuson. However, if Shimon bought flax seeds, then in Hochem Mamam Acharev, and Reuven wouldn't be Chayiv, which is exactly the Shita of the Tanakama of our Mishnah, as well as like Shmuel, that ain't Hochem B'mamon Acharoiv. And since Lemaisa, there are some people that do purchase flax seeds in order to eat to offer medicinal purposes and not just for growing seeds, then certainly Reuven is not chayiv, as Reuven will say to Shimon, I thought you were from the Miyata people that buy flax seeds for eating and for refuah, and I didn't know that you were going to use them for planting. And let's keep in mind that certainly the Gemara will come out that the Tanakhama is going like the Shita of Shmuel, that Ein Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and the Brisa continues, however, Rabbi Yisi Aimer, and we continue at that Tzadik Gimel Mabez, Noisle Demi Zera, Rabbi Yisi hold that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and Roiv flax seeds are used for planting, therefore Reuven should have realized that Shimon is buying these flax seeds in order to plant them, and therefore Reuven is responsible to pay Shimon, which as we will see, will be like the Shita of Rav, that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and finally the Brisa brings a third Shita, that Amru Loi, the Chum responds to Rabbi Yisi, that Harbit Loi Chana Yisle Dvarim Achim, and as we will see, the Gemara will explain that even the Chacham agree to Rabbi Yisi, and they argue on the Pshita of the Tanakhama, and they hold that although Rabbi Yisi may be correct, that generally Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, but in our case, there is actually a second Raiv, and there's a competing Raiv, as although most flax seeds are used for planting, but most people that buy flax seeds buy them to use for food and refuah, and therefore, even if we hold like Rav, that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, but in our case, Reuven would not be responsible, as Reuven certainly could tie it to Shimon, that I thought that you were from Raiv of the people that buy flax seeds to use for food and to use for refuah. Gemara now continues, Man Tanoi, that who are you referring to when you stated that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is based on a machlekes Tanoim? Elim Rabbi Yisi va'omuloi, and if you're going to say that it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and the third shita of the Brisa, which we stated was omuloi, which was the shita of the Chachamim, and you will explain to me that Rabbi Yisi holds that Reuven is chayiv, as he holds that Hochem Mamam and Acharoiv, Rabbi Yisi holds like Rav, and the shita of the omuloi say Reuven is pata, because they hold like Shmuel that in Hochem Mamam and Acharoiv, but the Gemara explains that that certainly can't be, and as we previously explained, that Tavayu Basaruba Azli, Ma'ar Ozel Basaruba Adinshi, Ma'ar Ozel Basaruba Dizriya. Certainly both Rabbi Yisi and the Amruloi both agree, like Rav, that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and the only reason why Rabbi Yisi and Rabbanon are Choylik, because Rabbanon hold that we have to look at Rav of people, and Rav people buy seeds in order to use them for food, and therefore Reuven is Pata. However, Rabbi Yisi holds that Reuven is Chayiv, as we have to look at Rav Zera, and most of the seeds are used to plant, therefore certainly Reuven should have realized that Shimon would have used these seeds in order to plant them, and therefore Reuven is responsible, since Reuven knew that these seeds were not viable and they weren't able to be used for planting. Therefore, the Gemara states, Eli Tanakam Rabesi, I Tanakam of Amuloi. The Gemara explains that in the Chanami, certainly the Tanakam must hold that Reuven is Pata because he holds like Shmuel that in Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and the Shita of Rav fits in either like Rabesi or like the Shita of the Rabbanon, which is the third Shita of the Brisa, where both Rabesi and the Amuloi agree that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and Lechayu B'Pashas, the Gemara could have stated that the Reuven is only a two-way machlekes, and there's a sheet of the Tanakama, which is also the same sheet as the Amuloi, and there's only a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi, and really both the sheetas in the Braisa agree to Rav that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, and there is no Manda Oma that's going like Shmuel. However, the Gemara feels that there's actually three different sheetas in the Mishnah, and the Amuloi is only responsive to Rabbi Yisi, and is actually a third sheet, and therefore we have a Tanakama that states that Reuven is not responsible, and it must be because he holds like Shmuel that in Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, as otherwise we wouldn't be able to explain what is the chiluk between the Tanakama and the Amuloi, and then we would have a question. There is no chiluk between the Shita of the Tanakama and the Amuloi. The Shita of the Tanakama will be exactly like the Rabbanon, and as Rashbam points out, on the fourth of the narrow lines, Umiyu Tanakama Rabbi Yisi Hainu Taimai Devadei Basarub Dizriya Havalon Lemezel Rabbi Yisi Ulchayvai Elosh Ein Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv. They really I have like Rabbi Yisi, and really we should go Basarub Dizriya, but the Maisa I hold like Shmuel that Ein Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv Dilei Taimai and he holds like the Amuloi, M.K. my Ikabin Tanakama Amuloi, as we explained. And before we continue, let us point out that now that we just saw that in this Brisa we saw three Shitas, and we explained that Rabbi Yisi and the Amuloi both agree to the Shita of Rav, and they both hold that Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and the Amuloi is that Rabbi Yisi is Hochim Basaroiv of the Zera, and Roiv seeds are used for planting, and the Amuloi hold that we're Hochim B'Momen Acharoiv, and we look at Rubid Inshi and Rave people buy seeds in order to eat them and for refuah. And if so, Lechayra, why did the Gemara on Amud Aleph bring a raya against Rav from our Mishnah that stated how Mecha Pierce Chaveri Bizarim Vloit Samchu Vafilo Zerapishton in a Chai Bachriuson? And the Gemara explained that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rav, as we see that in Hoch B'Momen Acharoiv, Reuven is Potter and Nachai Bachriuson, even though most flax seeds are used for Zera and are not used for eating. Lechayra, why couldn't the Gemara state that our Mishnah is going like the Yeshayimim, that even though we're Holch B'mamon Achar Rav, but the Maisa we follow Rav Inchi, and most people buy Zera Pishtan for eating and not for planting, and our Mishnah could go like Rav as well. And Rashbam asked this question on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, and he states that really we could explain V'Hochik Toni Afilu Zera Pishtan the Salkadet Chamina Nezel Basarubit Izriah V'Nechai Bach Ruyusan Afilu Hochik Enechayiv Daz Lina Basarubit Inchi V'Leitikshi L'Rav, and there wouldn't be a question on Rav. Rashbam explains Lek L'Meim Hochik that we can't explain our Mishnah this way. Dem Isa Derubit Inchi Choshev Roiv V'Rubit Izriah Kamanda Leisei Loi Havel L'Misnei Afilu, then the Lashon of the Mishnah Afilu Zera Pishtan would not make sense. Then my taste of Gadaita L'Mesel Basarubit Izriah Tvei Merubit Inchi D'Lisnei Afilu Alavadei Hochik Tani, and it must be that the Mishnah means to say Afilu Zera Pishtan Shahoy Lelon L'Chayv Menadin Mishum Derubit Izriah Shuroiv Gomer Afilu Hochik Ein Chayev, that even so you're not Chayev, and the reason is because Ein Hochum Ma'amad Acharoiv, and therefore we see that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Shmuel, and the Rashbam points out and if not for the fact that we would have found Tanoim that are actually Cholik Legabi Rav Shmuel, then the Gemara would have no choice, and Gemara Havelil Shnui Al Yedei Atchak Tanu Masisin Ozel Basar Rubit Inchi Avakiyun Eshkach Tanoi Nichle Tveil Ukume Ketanoi. Therefore, the Gemara would rather say that Enochanami Rav and Shmuel's Machlekes is similar to Machlekes Tanoim. Before we continue, let us review the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, as after the Mishnah taught us the din of Hamecha Piris Vafilo Zera Pishtun Vizorim Vloit Samchon Enochai Bechuson, the Mishnah continued Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer Zeruna Gino She'ena Cholim Chai Bechuson, that if Reuven sold to Shimon vegetable seeds which are never eaten and are only used for planting, then certainly Reuven will be Chai Bechuson. And right now the Gemara feels that Rav Shimon Gamliel is somehow being Cholik on a Tanakama. The Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa Tan Rabbanon. The Braisa states Ma'u Noisloi Dmei Zera V'lo Yitzah V'yesh Oimim Afa Yitzah. Braisa is discussing the last case of a Mishnah, that in a case where Reuven sold vegetable seeds to Shimon and Shimon went and planted them and these seeds weren't viable, and we find out that Reuven knew that these seeds weren't viable, but certainly as we learned in the Mishnah, Reuven is responsible to pay back the money for the seeds to Shimon. The Tanakhama of this price holds that Reuven is certainly responsible for the cost of the seeds, but Reuven would not be responsible for any other cost that Shimon incurred, and therefore Shimon cannot demand that Reuven should also pay for his esayis and for his expenses, and for example if he hired workers or if he rented animals in order to plant these seeds, certainly those costs are only a grama, and therefore Reuven will be potter. However, the Braisa brings a second shita, the Yeshayimim, that in a case where we find out that Reuven knew that these seeds were defective and he still sold them to Reuven, so we made a knas against Reuven, and Reuven will not only be responsible to pay for the seeds, but will also be chayiv to pay for Shimon's expenses. And the Gemara asks, Ma Yeshayimim? And the Gemara asks, who is the Yeshayimim? The Gemara responds, Am Rav Chista, Rav Shimon Gamlili. Rav Chista states that we have a Kabbalah that this shita is going like the shita of Rav Shimon Gamlil, and as Tezis points out, that although in Masechtas Harius, the Gemara says that every time we mention Yeshayimim, it refers to Rav Nosson. However, as we just mentioned, that Yeshayimim, Hocha Kabbalah Haysi B'Yodan, Ha Yeshayimim Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara now continues and asks, Hi Rav Shimon Gamliel, where do we find a member of Rav Shimon Gamliel, which would be mashma like this din of the Yeshayimim? The Gemara first tries to say that it's Rav Shimon Gamliel that we find in our Mishnah, and as the Gemara states, Ilem Rav Shimon Gamliel de Mestisen, and if you're going to say it's Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah, the Tanan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, that the Tanakhama stated, Hamecha Peris Lechaver Vizaran Veloit Samchon, Vafilu Zera Pishon Enechai Beachruson, and Aim a Seifa, and then we had a Seifa, the Rav Shimon Gamliel Oime, the Runegina Shein Nechol Chaya Beachruson. The Gemara is bothered that if you read the Mishnah simply, then Tanakhama Nami Hochikama, that really the Shita of Tanakhama is exactly the same as the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and what is the Chilut between the Tanakhama of our Mishnah and the Seifa of our Mishnah and the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel? As even in Tanakhama, the Tanakhama stated, Zera Pishon, who the Enechai Beachruson, the only time that Reuven would not be chayiv and not be responsible to pay for the seeds is only by Zera Pishtan. As we explained, either the Tanakhama of Mishnah holds like Shmuel, that in Hochem Mamon Acharoiv, or the Tanakhama of Mishnah could hold like Rav, that Hochem Mamon Acharoiv, but Roiv people actually use Zera Pishtan for food or for refuah. But certainly it's Murach from the Mishnah, Hazarunagina Shein Nechol and Chayiv Bachruson, that even Tanakhama would agree that if Reuven sold vegetable seeds to Shimon that everyone uses for planting and that no one uses for eating, then certainly Reuven will be Chai Bachruson. Therefore, the Chayyur, there is no machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. El Lav, Hoytzoi Kabanau, and the Chayyur, let us say, although both the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that if Reuven sold Zeruna Gina to Shimon, then certainly Reuven has to pay for the Zera, and he has to pay Shimon back for those seeds. However, there is machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Reuven has to pay for Shimon's expenses or not. Masovid Mezera, and the Tanakama holds that all that Reuven has to pay to Shimon is only the value of the seeds and not for his expenses. Masova Afritza, and Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to argue in Tanakama, and he holds they even have to pay for the expenses. Therefore, when our Brisa stated that Yesh Imim Afritza, that it's going like the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara continues and asks Rav Chista, how can you be certain that the Yesh Imim of the Brisa is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but maybe Punkfakert, that really the Tanakama holds that you have to pay not only for the Zera, but also for the expenses? And Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Mishnah, actually hold that all you have to pay is for the Zera and not for the expenses, and maybe the Yesh Imim is actually the Tanakama of our Mishnah. And the Gemara answers, Holy Kasha, that this question is not Shver, as Kol Tana Basur Latfui Milsakasi, that certainly when a Mishnah brings a second Tana, then that second Tana is coming to add on to the words of the Tanakama, and therefore it must be that the Tanakama held that Reuven is responsible to only pay for the seeds. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, and he holds that not only would Reuven be responsible to pay for the seeds, but Reuven would also be responsible to pay for Shimon's Hetzois and for his expenses, and that would be exactly like the sheet of the Yeshemim, and the sheet of the Yeshemim would work out like Rav Shimon Gamliel. If you don't have another question, this by itself is not a kasha. And Zok Rashbam Maklal, that Kol Hechad Ika Pircha Achriti Ka'ama Gemara Holy Kasha. And as we will see, the Gemara right now will ask another question. The Gemara now continues and states that how can you bring a raya from a Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Shita of the Yeshemim? As Vidilma Kul Rav Shimon Gamliel He V'chsur Mechser V'Hachik Tani. As maybe we could explain that our Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Bezim and Aleph is actually all going with the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, and really we have to add in words to the Mishnah, and the following is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Hamecha Peres L'Chaveri V'Zarim V'Loi Tzomchoi Afilu Zera Pishton Einachai B'Achriyusan Divri Rav Shimon Gamliel, and even in Tanakama is actually Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Mishnah then continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oime, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that holds Zaruna Gina She'en Nechol Enchai B'Achriyusan, but it is possible that although Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Reuven is Chayiv and responsible to pay Shimon back, however, he's only responsible to pay for Zera, and Reuven would not necessarily be chayav to pay for Shimon's expenses, and therefore we have no raya that the Tana of the Brisa that we brought down as the Yesh Imim is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara therefore states, Ela HaRav Shimon Gamliel, that we know that the Yesh Imim is Rav Shimon Gamliel from the following Brisa, the Tana as we learn to the Brisa, HaMelech Chitin Litchayin V'Lois Lassan V'Asan Suban Oymursan Kemach L'Nachtan V'Afu Pas Nipulin Behema L'Tabach V'Nibla Chayav Mipnei Shehu Kenois HaSachar. And as the Gemara actually explains, that the word should not be Mipnei Shehu Kenois HaSachar, but it should be Mipnei Shehu Nois HaSachar, as Lamaisa, this professional, received wages. And the Tanakhama of this Brisa taught us that if Reuven brings his wheat to Shimon, who is a professional grinder, prior to Shimon grinding the wheat, he didn't actually take the kernels and soak them, and because he didn't soak them, therefore the kernels were ruined, and the wheat did not come out properly. Or if Shimon is a baker, and Reuven gave him wheat in order to bake bread for him, and the bread that Shimon actually produced for Reuven fell apart and wasn't proper bread, or if Reuven gave an animal to professional Sheichet, and Shimon caused the animal to become an Avela, then in all these cases, since Shimon was a professional, and he also received the wages for his job, so therefore Shimon is Chayiv to pay for his damages. And Rav Shimon Gamliel Oymer, and that Brisa of Shimon Gamliel added, that nicely Dmei Baishtai, or Dmei Baishas Orchav, that not only is the professional Chayiv to pay for the damages that he caused, but he is even going to be Chayiv for the Busha that Reuven received by the fact that he doesn't have any food in his house to give to people, and he also is going to be Chayiv to pay because the Orchim are embarrassed that the host doesn't have proper food for them. And even though this mamish a major grummer, but lemaisa we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel knasses the professional. Therefore, certainly in our case, where Reuven actually knew that these seeds were going to be used in order to be planted, and Reuven knew that these seeds aren't viable, and he still sold them to Shimon, then certainly we will knass Reuven that not only will he have to pay for the seeds, but he'll even have to pay for Shimon's expenses. And therefore, the Gemara explains, where Rav Chista explained that the Yesh Imim de Brisa is going like the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's referring to the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel in this Brisa. Now that we got to the point where we see that there is a Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel that holds that you even have to pay for the actual expenses that Shimon incurred, so why don't we explain our Mishnah that we could say that there actually is a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanakhama would hold that all you have to pay is for the actual seeds, and Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the Tanakhama, and he holds that Reuven would not only have to pay for the seeds, but he'd even have to pay for Shimon's expenses. And why is it that when we learned the Mishnah, both Rashbam and the Meiri states that the entire Mishnah is the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, and there is no Machlekes, and L'chir, based on the end of the Gemara, we really could explain the Mishnah that there is a Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara now continues and brings the Eretz to the Braisa, That was a great minigun in Yishlayim, Hamaisa Suda L'Chaveir B'Kukla, that if Ruvain hires a chef and he causes the Suda to go bad, then nicely to make Bashtoy, to make Bashis Archav, then the chef or the caterer would have to pay Ruvain not only for the actual food, but also for the value of his busha, as well as the busha of his guests. Brisa continues, Oy Minigadl Hayu B'Yishlayim, that it was another great minigun in Yishlayim, that Mapa Prusal Gabi Pesach, that when people were eating their meal and they wanted to make sure that guests could come into the home and they wouldn't be embarrassed and have to ask if they could come into the home, so they would spread a towel or some sort of a mappa on the doorway and cause mashe mappa prusa orchen nechnasin, and any time that this mappa was spread out, so the guests knew that there was still enough food and they would be able to come into the home without even asking. However, nistalka mappa in orchen nechnasin, once they removed this sheet, then that was a simon to the orchen that there wasn't any more food in this home and the orchen were no longer invited, and this way the orchen weren't embarrassed by coming to ask for food and they would be turned away empty-handed, and we will stop over here.